Hey everybody out there in Radio Land, this is Bleak saying goodnight to you. Just heard meeting George and Elmer from SFT, also known as Simon Fisher Turner. Heard a track before that called No Escape, that is from the Planet of the Apes soundtrack. Yeah. We heard moments before that with 7000 BC. From his Aki Milk. I think it's Aki Milk. Maybe it's his Auto Spooky. It's from Aki Milk from 2006. Moments. And then before that we heard Crawling with Tarts with Section of a Large Inflorescence. Crawling with Tarts. Did you get that? And I'm leaving you with this little track from Simple Minds here called Can't Kino from their Empires and Dance album from way back in the day. Remember, the future is bleak. Stay tuned for Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Ago in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Carrie, darling, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
Hey, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on the big show tonight at 10 o'clock. Wit Sundays is going to be playing a show live in our fantastic lounge, which just grew by a million sofas and chairs, I thought. I don't know. It used to be two couches and two armchairs there, and now there's like five or six of them. I don't know. It's like we have to move them out. Anyways, enough of me whining. I am also joined by the very lovely Sheena Yoshida. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just
admiring
the furniture.
Yeah. You're just hot. This studio is freaking hot.
It is warm.
Although you have a scarf on and you got like a sweater on.
It's all good. True.
So yeah, welcome once again to the show. You are a music person.
I guess.
You work at Mint Records.
I do.
Vancouver institution that is Mint Records. Do you know when did Mint started? You know?
Oh God.
Excuse me.
Like what was it, 92?
Something like that.
Phil's gonna hurt me if he's listening to this right now.
Yeah. Started a long time ago.
It did.
A lot of bands. Wow. Excuse me.
Ben.
This is good radio. A lot of bands. It's so hot, I'm joking, but it's gone through Mint Records, a big supporter of CITR throughout the years. And you brought some music with you, but not necessary for mint.
It's not all mint.
Yeah.
Of course. That would be sneaky.
Yeah. So why don't we let's get started with some, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about life in general and how to box a bike, maybe.
It's true.
So what are you going to play first?
I'm going to freak people out first with some weird J-pop from the 60s.
Okay. And people don't know what Japanese pop.
It's Japanese pop. It's like a girl band from the 60s. Her name is Mie Neko. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
And how did you find out about this? YouTube?
My roommate is really... He's always bringing home interesting things, and it's this cool compilation called Nippon Girls, and it's one of the songs from there.
Okay, awesome. Pronounce it again, please.
No.
Okay, here we go.
ただけれど大好きなんだから仕方がないんだわ燃えるようなその目がラブラブラブラブ松見の心の嘘を晴らしてくれる なのよ惹かれてゆくのが私は分かるの痛くなるのこの胸ラブラブラブラ思い詰める苦しみをそらしてくれる
Matsu Aida.
That was the OCs, a song called, which one is it? Megafeast?
Yeah, I think that's
Megafeast
the one.
Megafeast is the name of the
From
song.
Warm Slime.
From Warm Slime. What do you want me to tell me about them?
They played about a bajillion shows at South by Southwest this year, but...
Did you see any of it?
No. You were there. We didn't see any of them.
Because were we just showing up late?
I think... I don't know. We were at other things, but I kind of regret it now. I really like that record. Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of just wandering around looking for free booze. I think mostly that happened.
It was successful.
Yeah. The booze part? Yeah, it was. Drinks everywhere. You're listening to CITR Radio live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I'm joined here by Sheena. And also, 10 o'clock, Wit Sunday is going to be playing live in studio. They are from Alberta. Which town I always forgot?
Edmonton.
Yes. It's one of those.
Edmonton,
Calgary, Edmonton. I always say Calgary, Edmonton.
No.
So they just got into town and were nice enough to come play on the show. So stick around for that. Wit Sunday is going to be fantastic. The OCs, but the next band we're going to play is going to be this one, number three.
Okay, yeah, and we can do that.
We can do that, yeah. Most people must have heard of Yola Tango.
Yeah, a song called Nothing to Hide from their new record.
Did you see them the last time they were here?
No, I was out of town. I think I was visiting my grandmother.
And did you miss them? Wait, when they playing in Montreal, and you missed that too?
I missed them in Montreal as well. It hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked.
I have seen them before, though, but the past two chances.
Yeah, so really good show the last time I saw them.
Oh well, next time.
They'll be back. They're always back.
There'll be another record, and they'll be back.
Yeah. So Yola Tango from the last one they put out, popular songs, I believe. Nothing Too High is the name of the song. CITR.
Friends to every side. We've all got.
The B-52s on CITR off an album called, you can say it, Sheena.
It's self-titled, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Called ST.
Yes.
S/T. Dance This Mess Around is the name of the song. Before that, some Yola Tango, popular songs. You are listening to live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on 101.9 CITR. I am here with Sheena from Mint Records, among other things. From, I don't know, the cooking show.
From the cooking show?
No, we don't. So there's no cooking show.
I don't have a cooking show. That'd be really fun, though.
Yeah, we should do a cooking show.
We could start one, a radio cooking. But didn't someone already? Someone's already done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's Get Baked cooking show.
But it's over now.
Is it over?
Yeah, they're done. So it's wide open for the taking.
Well.
It's a niche that needs to be filled. But for me, it's going to be not going to be vegan cooking, though.
No, that would be difficult.
Yeah. It's going to be Let's Bake.
Sorry. You like making like clam chowder and yeah. Creme brulee with yeah. Ben Lai.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of meat also, I think. I'm going to get getting a barbecue. Right.
In your new apartment.
Yeah,
that's
in
true.
New apartment. It's going to be good. Anyways, it doesn't make any sense to anyone what we just talked about. I am actually reading the Wikipedia entry for Mint Records. As we were discussing before, Mint Records started in 1991.
It's true, I was wrong.
1991, and according to Wikipedia, which is always right, by friends and campus radio enthusiasts, Randy and Bill.
They used to be CITR alumni, I believe.
Were they like presidents or music directors or something, or they...
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure what their positions here were, but...
But they were some. They were doing...
They were here for a long time. Randy used to deliver discorders in the Cub tour van.
Yeah, nice. And so basically it said that they were at CITR, and after they graduated, they decided it was time to move on, but they wanted to stay connected to the music scene, so they founded a record label to release the best upcoming music of the city. And then there's a little quote that says, they have been known to sign artists during drinking sessions.
That's only partially true.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is lying.
Yeah, lying. So, as I was saying, like, not everything is true. But there's another thing that I saw, that there's going to be... Yeah, and this is interesting to me, and I just mentioned it to you. There's going to be a book about Mint Records.
It's true.
Coming out in the fall 2011. So, that's pretty interesting. So, what was the last album, the latest one that Mint Record put out?
The latest one was it a pack or was it Fanshawe?
It's pretty...
I should know this. It was one of those two.
Yeah, they came out pretty much at the same time, though.
Yeah, well, really close. I should know this. It was the Pack record.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
And the next one coming out is Hot Panda.
Oh, very nice.
But it's not for a little while. It's not till October. But I actually brought a secret song from that record.
What is the album going to be called?
The record's going to be called How Come I'm Dead. There's a question mark at the end
of it. How Come I'm Dead? Do you know why they call it that?
Not entirely, no. I think it has to do with Chris and the band feeling detached from the real world while being on the road. Something like that.
And they are also from Edmonton.
They are.
I got that right.
They're from the same town as the Whitsundays.
Yeah. Which is playing tonight in about half an hour's time. So we are going to hear a brand new song by Hot Panda called The Ghost on CITR Radio. Here we go.
Join CITR 101.9 FM in celebrating the life and work of the late great singer-songwriter Alex Chilton, Thursday, July 29th at the Wise Club Hall. Local rockers Vancouver Nights, The Wilderness Years, She Was the Law, China Syndrome, and others will showcase Alex's songs spanning four decades of his illustrious career in the Box Tops, Big Star, and as a solo artist. All proceeds benefit Fresh Choice Kitchens, the community kitchen program of the Vancouver Food Bank Society. CITR 101.9 FM presents the Alex Chilton Tribute Show, Thursday, July 29th at the Wise Club Hall, 1882 Adnack Street. Doors at 8, show at 9. Tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, and High Life Records.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was Fine Miss from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from the CITR Pop Alliance CD that we put out during the funding drive. The song is called The Ghost. What else are you going to say? Oh, they're playing tonight.
They're
playing tonight.
Honey Lounge
tonight with Soft Focus and also Whatcom Tennis Fellowship, which is Friends of them. I got an.
Yeah, if you're going to go to
it's
that,
like
you
jazzy,
should.
It's jazzy, and anyways.
That's starting really soon, though.
Like, yeah, it starts now. Well, it's pretty much starts. Ooh. Yeah, doors at 9, so we're probably going to start at 10 o'clock. So we'll show up at 10 o'clock. Or not,
and or listen to the show. Hang out with us.
Yeah, listen to the show. Days. You can just bring your Walkman into the show. I'm sure it'll be fine. So yeah, that's at Honey Lounge, which is on like Pender and Abbott or something. It's across the street from Tinseltown, Honey Lounge. So that's tonight. Fine Miss, good people, go check it out. And before Fine Miss, we play some brand new Hot Panda from the album How Come I'm Dead. The song we play was The Ghosts.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about some mint stuff that we did. Shindig is happening.
It is October. I guess you're collecting submissions right now.
We're collecting submissions. It's happening in September.
Oh, it's, sorry. It's September.
Yeah, it's all right.
I always think of it as October.
It's it's like the end of September.
End of September.
So we're doing submissions until the beginning, pretty much the first couple weeks of August, and many fabulous prizes.
So if you have a band, you should get your submission in.
Yep, just go to citr.ca or shindig.citr.ca. And one of the prizes last year, I don't know if that's going to happen this year, I think we'll be figured out.
Oh, the grand prize?
Oh yeah, one of the grand prizes.
What was it, the big night out with Mint Records?
Yeah, the big night with Mint Records. And we should probably tell people, well, people might be wondering.
What is the big night out with Mint Records?
Yeah, what happened last year? It could be, it's different every year.
Well, last year, Hidden Towers.
Hidden Towers, yeah.
So we took them curling.
Yeah,
and
that was fun.
And it was fun. It was like the band versus the Mint, Team Mint. And we're all pretty rookie curlers, so it wasn't, yeah. It was all good fun.
Yeah.
And then we went for beverages after.
Yeah.
So.
So that was a lot of fun.
That was it. I don't know what'll happen this year.
Yeah, that could be.
Could be a bigger night. Could be the same thing.
Yeah, could be bocce.
It's up to you. Could be bocce.
Water slide.
Water slides. Yeah. Mini golf.
Castle Fun Park.
Pitch and putt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Pitch and putt. Or it could just be drinking under the bridge.
It could be. Or it could be board games at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Which game?
Probably Settlers of
Catan.
Yeah.
You like the board games.
I do like board games.
And your favorite one is a Catan, or?
Yeah, there've been a lot of Catan matches.
So for people that doesn't know, there are board games, which is like your Monopoly and your, I don't know,
like
Clue.
Sorry,
that you can
Snakes
get.
And Ladders.
That you can buy basically at, I don't know, like any toy store. But it's moved now that you can get. But then there's all these crazy German games that's designed. So every year, these guys, all they do is sit at home and design these games. And it's really addictive, and they win. I don't know. It's like
it's true.
It's hard to describe it, but
they're really geeky strategy games.
So yeah, just think of Risk, but it's like way more makes more sense, and it's more a little bit more strategy involved, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's kind of I don't know. But it depends on the game. But anyways, so it's a big market.
Anyways, yeah, the Grand Shindig Prize this year could be Settlers of Catan Cities and Nights match.
Yeah. No one enters. People
no
like,
one enters.
I just get all these emails saying,
"Can you play?" To claim our grand prize.
Yeah. So, always good prizes. Board games notwithstanding, there's recording time and everything with Shindig. I think hopefully, Hint Towers, who just put out a EP.
They did.
Yep, using the Shindig things that they have collected over the last year, whatever. I'm here with Sheena from Mint Records, and in about 20 minutes time, Wit Sundays is going to be playing live in studio. They are just preparing the gear, testing out the equipment, having a drink of water, clearing the throats.
Testing out the new chairs.
the new chairs, just for all your fun and joy. So make sure you stick around. The fireworks is not on tonight, so don't bother going out to the balcony. It's okay. Let's keep playing more music.
Sure, that sounds good.
What's coming next?
Let's play a song from another Mint Records artist.
Okay.
I brought, how about Calarissa?
Okay.
Actually recording another record right now.
Oh, very
possibly
nice.
As we speak.
Oh, Do you know where she's recording it?
I'm honestly not sure. I have to catch up with Larissa and find out. But this is a song called Tiny Things from her last release, okay. Flamingo.
Flamingo.
It's fun.
Because it's springtime does not mean it is. I'll give you everything time. No, oh, oh. The blossoms on the trees, they may be in bloom, but that don't mean I'll love you forevermore. Know this for sure.
Run away.
just because I unplugged the jukebox and stopped listening to 96 Tears does not mean I won't be crying all alone at the pier. And just because I see an ending in everything around, with every tree branch bending, I await the snapping sound.
Okay, I'm only hearing from one side of my ear. Oh, this is, anyways, it's weird now. Something loose with my headphone, but it's all right. That was Rose Melberg, but not really. I guess it is.
That was Gigi.
Yeah.
But I guess it's Nick Krigovich and Colin Stewart's special studio project.
Yes, and Rose was the one that sang a lot on that song, anyways. Off the album...
Is it Maintenant or is it Maintenant?
Yeah, there's a story about it. Tell me about it.
I guess there was a typo on the LP jacket.
So
it's a really big typo.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Maintenant, like the French word, like now, I guess. And it's missing something. Which letter was missing? Do you know?
They just put in an extra T, so it said Maintenant.
Maintenant, yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be a collector's item in 10
years. Yes, for
sure.
Did they reprint it, or do you know?
I don't think they did.
And did they just change the name of the album?
Well, that's the thing. If you Google it, the album pops up under both names,
right.
Which is kind of funny.
How often does that happen? Like typos?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any? Do you know of any Mint albums that has typos on the?
Yeah, there's always very subtle.
Like
typos.
I can
well, not always
subtle ones.
Once in a while,
but usually
be...
not the main.
No, not on the that was like a really big typo. Like, like their graphic designer person probably got in trouble for that.
Right, and also the word isn't small. It's like a giant. It's sort of. I can't remember the album now, but I think the title was
the
pretty...
The title took up about maybe an eighth of the album
which
cover
is,
surface.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So it was pretty noticeable.
Pretty noticeable. And that was a really good album. It's one, should I say it, it's one of your favorite, one of the more favorite albums?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite records from the past year. I was kind of upset when it didn't make the Polaris long list.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because I can't like everything.
Can't like... When I make the short list, I don't know that...
No. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. And before that, Calarissa.
Yes.
From her album, Flamingo. Tiny Things is the name of the song that I play. I'm here with Sheena from Mint Records. And in about 10 minutes' time, Whit Sunday is going to be playing live in studio. Looks like they got a huge setup going on already. Everything is good to go. Hopefully very soon. So stick around for that. Or if you're on the way to Honey, enjoying Fine Mist, I'm sure you have a good time too. We're going to play more music until that happens. This band we're going to play next is from Toronto. Toronto?
Yeah. Are
they? Yeah,
they are from Toronto.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of kids.
The one story I should tell you that you might not know this. The name of the band is called Hooded Fang.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what the name of the song is. A bunch of... I didn't get to see them when I was in Toronto. They played like twice in Toronto, but they were when I was at North by Northeast with... You were there, too.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you get to see them?
I saw them.
There was a huge lineup at the Dakota.
There was.
And I remember I might have texted you and asked to see if the lineup is really long, and then you're like, yeah, it's really long.
And then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I think it was at...
I managed to sneak in.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
Dakota is kind of small. It's about the size... I would say it's almost the size of the railway, but just the front part.
Yeah, exactly. If you took the... knocked the seating out of the back.
Yeah. Which is crazy because Japandroids played there recently, I think. It was at the Dakota.
Really?
Yeah. It's tiny.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been fun, yeah. So, things like that. And also my friend Mark Morissette, October Man. White Whale Records, Ryder Halfdale, Kids These Days, Mohawk Lodge, October Man, Precious Fathers, all those people on that same label, based out of Vancouver, quasi Toronto. Dakota is a pub on kind of Ossington area, known to have crazy, not crazy stuff, just some nights you just show up and it will be, you know, the dudes from Broken Social Scene just like jamming at the end of the night, and that happens a lot. So Wednesdays this month is White Whale week. So it's just all these White Whale bands. But last week, or 2 weeks ago, I think the bill was like Owen Pallett with October Man, and it was somebody else too that was kind of big. I don't know, it was like, you know, some guy that used to, I'm missing the third one, but just Owen Pallett, like a Final Fantasy guy.
Neat.
Yeah, so yeah. That's at the Dakota.
So is White Whale Week an annual event?
No, it just, I don't know, they just got this month and they play every Wednesdays there.
That's fun.
Yeah, so they got, it was good. I'll tell you who the third person is, but I remember there was a really impressive bill that's happening. And it happened yesterday again, but I think it was just Mohawk Lodge. And Mohawk Lodge and, Bob Dylan. Anyways, so the story I was going to tell, that I totally got sidetracked, I'm sorry. Hood of Fang was a band that there was a band called Hood of Fang that entered Shindig, Hood of Fang, which is not even a big deal. Probably not at all a big deal. But I'm pretty sure, I'm 95% sure that Becca from Vancouver played in that band.
But it's not Hooded Fang from Toronto.
No, not the, it's a totally different thing.
Okay.
Just
Becca.
No. Yeah. So she played bass in the Hooded Fang, and when I first saw this, I kind of assumed that because it's sort of that band was also like a pop rock kind of outfit. And like there's a girl and there's a guy. Yeah. So for a while it's like
could have been a mint connection, yeah. but
could have been.
The other Hooded Fang from Toronto.
Yeah, could have been, but now it's over. But anyways, it wasn't even that good of a story, but whatever. Hooded Fang on CITR. Pageant, is the name of the song? Pageant?
Pageant, I think.
Pageant, okay.
Maybe it's a typo.
Okay, here we go. Like a barrel that's been charred,
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, Live Music Vancouver. Before that, we played some Huda Fang. Huda Fang from Toronto, the Toronto version of it. I'm here still for a little bit more with Sheena Yoshida. I'm Ben. Whit Sundays is sound checking right now, and they're almost ready to go. Going to have a good, fun talk with those kids when we're ready. So, any shows you're looking forward to coming up? Pavement?
Pavement, yeah, I have third row tickets.
That's awesome.
Kind of excited.
I have second row.
Second row.
Balcony.
Really?
On the balcony.
Oh, that's pretty good. I had a squeal, like 15-year-old girl moment when I got the tickets online. I was like, right. Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you wake up first thing in the morning and click?
No, I managed to score pre-sale.
Yeah. Code, but don't you still have to get in at a certain time, though?
I guess I did, but yeah. it worked out. Yeah. I still have sweet seats.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome. Yeah, it's really good. I actually don't think it's sold out at all.
Really?
Because, well, my story is I got tickets. I totally forgot about it. I was like, I didn't put it on my phone, which is my problem. And I was like, I made mental note, but that totally failed because it's Saturday. Was it Friday? Saturday morning or something?
I think I got mine on a Thursday.
Oh, right, because you got the code.
I'm sorry, right. Yeah.
You got the code, that's right. But in any case, so I didn't even get it on Saturday because I totally forgot about it. And then I thought about it sometime on Sunday when I'm out, and so I couldn't do it. So I didn't buy my tickets until like the next Saturday.
Oh, geez. Well, you still got second row.
On the balcony. That's not bad, actually.
It's great. Well, once people rush the stage, you won't have like guys in plaid shirts sweating all over you. Yeah. You're lucky.
That's what I'm thinking because basically what that means is the whole balcony is empty when I bought my ticket. If I got second row balcony.
Jeez, I don't know.
And that's, you know, that's 2 weeks after the fact or something. Anyways, but we'll be fine.
Anyways.
Pavement is awesome and not to slag it, but this is an informative show. They play in Toronto on the Toronto Island Festival. It was them and Broken Social Scene and blah, 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 blah. And I know a lot of people went to the show. And after Broken Social Scene finished, they said half the crowd left before Pavement. And also from what I heard at Sasquatch, people left too.
Yeah, I heard mixed reviews from the Sasquatch show.
Yeah, it's not that the show's bad.
It breaks my heart a little bit.
It's not that they play bad. I think people just don't know who they are and they left.
Yeah, I think
which is kind of crazy.
I hope that doesn't mean we're old.
Yeah, we are. I am. You're not. You're perfectly fine. Okay, enough talking. Let's play the next song until Whit Sundays comes on.
Okay. How do you feel about listening to some Best Coast, Ben?
I think it's best that we listen to some Best Coast.
I guess the song's called When I'm With You.
All right. See you out here.
The world. Yeah.
Hello, this is Julie Dueron. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Catamaran from Vancouver. Brand new album, just got released. They played a CD release show on Tuesday. They gave me a CD. And
that's right. Very nice packaging, by the way.
Yeah, very nice packaging. So that was kind of my pick. The song Big Talker off the album called Big Talker. One of the funnier moments at that show was they were while they're playing in between like the shabantering, they were like, oh, we got a new CD out. You guys, blah, 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 blah. And Eric Axon from the band Hermetic kind of screamed. I was like, is the song Big Talker on it? and then they're like, you know, basically it's like, you don't see me heckling a shadow. There's some heckling going on. It's kind of funny. Anyway, it's not that funny. before Catamaran, we play some Julie Duran from the album I Can Wonder What You Did Today. Spill Your Lungs is the name of the song. Julie, I don't know, what else? I mean, I played her enough on the show. People know about it. There is a thing going on in Sackville called Sappy Fest, which is happening at the end of the month. And it's more or less like she has a big part in it. Sappy Record is kind of a label that she helped run. A lot of bands are playing at that thing for 3 days. It's a really small town, a lot of people showing up, including Apollo Ghost. Apollo Ghost, Vancouver's own Apollo Ghost, they just left this morning for New York City. So they should be in New York right now just wandering the streets because they don't play a show until tomorrow. So good luck to Apollo Ghost. They're playing New York. They're doing a bunch of shows in Toronto, doing Halifax, doing, I think, Ottawa. So one of the first big tour, Apollo Ghost. Polaris, long-listed artist.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, awesome. So, Sheena, I think that's it for now for us because Wet Sundays are almost good to go.
They're ready.
Yeah, they are ready.